The vote nullified the UNC Chapel Hill Trustee Board's endorsement of gender-neutral housing. Some male and female students were going to live together in 32 living spaces set aside in two dorms starting this month. But the Board of Governors said that arrangement would be inappropriate. Chairman Peter Hahn says their consideration of the policy included the unfavorable opinions of some state lawmakers.
Members of the House and Senate made it clear they were going to pass a state law to this effect. And I think our board also felt it was important to maintain our autonomy over housing policy.
LGBT groups who support gender-neutral housing say living with members of the opposite sex often frees them from ridicule. The Board of Governors' decision bans men and women living together on all 17 campuses unless they are siblings or married. Gernal Scott, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.